SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a final report finds Scott Morrison's secret ministerial appointments undermined the government. Concerns eased about the repatriation of Australians linked to IS fighters. And in sport, the Socceroos facing a must-win World Cup clash against Tunisia tomorrow. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The final report into Scott Morrison's multiple secret ministries while Prime Minister has been handed down. The report by Judge Virginia Bell confirms the Solicitor General's conclusion that Mr. Morrison's actions fundamentally undermined the principles of responsible government. The report finds the appointments were unnecessary and that the secrecy around them would likely erode public confidence in government. It also reveals Mr. Morrison had planned to appoint himself to a sixth ministry, the Environment and Water Department. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the report labels the incident an exorbitant grab by Mr. Morrison.
This is a scathing report, which is an indictment on the Morrison government and the culture of secrecy. And the question here is as well, what was the culture that allowed this to thrive?
Scott Morrison has released a statement on social media that pushes back on the suggestion that he did not fully cooperate with the inquiry. Mr. Morrison reportedly did not agree to meet with Judge Bell during the three-month probe, communicating only through his lawyers. But the former PM says he assisted on six separate occasions and engaged appropriately. He's also defended the ministerial appointments, stating that awareness of issues regarding national security and the national interest was broader than that known to individual ministers and certainly to the inquiry. Victoria's election candidates have made their final pitch to voters ahead of the state poll tomorrow. Premier Daniel Andrews has pledged money to Victorian kindergartens and tech schools in the inner city Melbourne seat of Northcote, which Labor is at risk of losing to the Greens. The Coalition's Matthew Guy toured Sovereign Hill in Ballarat, where he pledged money for regional councils to become more RV-friendly, but was forced to defend his party's election costings. The Victorian Electoral Commission expects half of the state's 4 million eligible voters will have cast their vote before Election Day tomorrow. Nurses and midwives in Western Australia are striking today over a pay dispute. The strike means thousands of surgeries and other medical procedures have been cancelled as a result of the action. Premier Mark McGowan has called on nurses not to leave the workplace, describing the action as illegal.
I don't understand why this industrial action is taking place against the orders of the Industrial Relations Commission. The Industrial Relations Commission has issued orders and they are completely independent of government. And the nurses' union is ignoring their orders. That's actually against the law. That is unlawful activity.
A Western Sydney mayor says he's confident his community won't be used as a dumping ground for Australians repatriated from Syria who have links to Islamic State fighters. The mayor of Fairfield, Frank Carboni, was speaking after he and other Western Sydney mayors met with Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill to discuss the family's resettlement. Mr. Carboni says he was really pleased to learn the women and children would be placed around Australia where they have family.
The minister took on board the point about making sure that they understand that the victims here are actually the refugees. They're actually those people that actually fled ISIS, and I think I made it clear to her that people would require her to take into account those people and their feelings and to understand that they're the ones going through the traumatic experiences and that any future resettlements should be considered, those people should be considered and taken into account.
A Queensland court has found Clive Palmer's planned Waratah coal mine should be refused because of its potential environmental impact. The Land Court of Queensland has found in favour of the case against the lease of what would be Australia's largest thermal coal mine, finding it would infringe upon the human rights of future generations. Court President Fleur Kingham says climate change was a key issue in the case, which was about whether this coal mine should be approved on its merits. But Ms. Kingham says the mine's approval is ultimately at the discretion of the Queensland Resources Minister and the Environment Department. In sport, and Socceroos defender Milos Djenic says Australia's next match at the World Cup will be more about heart and fight than technical ability. The team take on Tunisia in Doha tomorrow. The team that loses will exit the tournament after the group stage. Djenic knows the Socceroos have no room for error after losing 4-1 to France.
We have to win this game to set ourselves up for the game against Denmark. And I believe in the squad. I don't think we'll change anything for anyone. I think we have to stay the same.
And that's the latest SBS News.